Paid to Obey. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I saw the story about the professor at the University of Tennessee who had a suspicion that his students were completely ignoring the syllabus for his music seminar. So he's very careful at the beginning of the semester to tell them to read every word. But then he went further. Without telling his students, on the second page of the three-page syllabus, in the middle of a paragraph about class rules, he slipped in this line in parenthesis, like a written whisper. Free to the first two claims, locker 147, combination 15, 25, 35. That was it. Had anyone gone to that locker and used that combination, they'd have found $50 in cash. Well, of course, at the end of the semester, the cash was still there, proving that no one had read the syllabus. And now the students feel stupid and the professor is doing interviews. But I have to say, this is a terrible experiment. For one thing, I know that even if I had read the syllabus and found the clue, I sure as heck would not have tried to open somebody else's locker. Feels like a sting operation. But the worst part about this stunt is that it didn't accomplish anything. It didn't get the students to do what the teacher presumably wanted, which was to read the syllabus at the beginning of the semester. There is a way to do that. Just be upfront about it. Class, if you read the entire syllabus tonight, one of you could be $50 richer by tomorrow. I have a feeling the reason he didn't take that approach was because, like a lot of educators, he's uncomfortable with the idea of material incentives to do the right thing. But given all the material incentives to do the wrong thing, why not fight back? Suppose, for example, you could make more money turning in your homework on time than shoplifting. That might solve two problems. Retail stores might even pay for the program. And if we're uncomfortable paying kids to do the right thing, then how about at least paying adults? $5 into your toll account every time you drive from Bellevue to Linwood within 5 miles an hour of the speed limit. Or your federal taxes. Think how much more the IRS would collect if every accurate tax return was entered into a drawing, with 100 truthful taxpayers each awarded $100,000. Taxable, of course. We don't want to go too crazy on this.